Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Good day, welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston with co-host Brian Tankersley. Today's topic is Clarity Practice Management, a product we believe that fits serious CPA practitioners well, and it is actually founded in philosophy from the owners and authors. So Brian, what would you like our listeners to know about the Clarity Practice Management product?
You know, what I'd say is that this product is realistically written by and designed largely by Frank Stitely, that's a CPA in just outside DC. The thing I would say about this is Frank is really deliberate at thinking about how he wants to attack problems. You know, it's a well-designed tool. It also, you know, it integrates with QuickBooks Desktop. You've got a great tool set in here to meet firm needs. And, you know, I really like the look and feel of this product in particular, because it just feels like what I expect a CPA firm to feel like when you're managing processes.
Yeah, you know, that makes good sense. And while, we're going to talk more about the product in a minute, but since you brought up Frank's name directly, he has a book called The Relentless CPA. And really, I believe that his philosophy fits a lot of our firm's practices. He encourages firms to remember that clients don't want to talk about complexity of services and recommendations. They want you to be proactive. They don't like long turnaround times. They're not fans of unwanted filing extensions. They don't want needless meetings, phone calls, and emails. And in effect, if you're providing that, you're kind of a commodity type of approach. So the idea is that he wanted a product that was very intentional about delivering services. And I think that comes through on his book, The Relentless CPA.
Yeah, and I love the subtitle he has up here, The Workflow Manifesto. And I think that's one of the things that I want everybody to get out of this series we're doing on practice management tools, is that realistically, we have a supply chain to provide professional services here. And we're realistically managing that supply chain with these tools. And so we have to, one of the hard things for a lot of us people that have gray hair like I do, is that, and Randy, you should have more gray hair than me, but by some miracle you don't. I guess it's, you know, I don't know, but after being in the profession since the early 90s, one of the things I would say is that this tool feels like it's a good transition without completely changing workflows in here. You know, some of the other products we've talked about went more toward a Slack approach and other things like that. I think this one is more like a CRM approach, which again is still a big culture shift. And it's still a big, there's still a lot of workflows that need to get managed in here. But I think Frank really has designed the tool he wanted to run his firm. and follow his philosophy. So if you're going to, again, if you're going to jump off the cliff on this product, I think you need to read Frank's book, you know, to understand his approach. And, you know, certainly it's, you know, I think it's a well thought out approach. And I think the approach makes a lot of sense to me, as, you know, makes a ton of sense to me.
Right. Well, so then turning our attention back to the product, but still understanding the philosophy is a big deal. The product is about $50 per user per month. It is intended to collaborate with clients and really incorporate those clients in the workflow of the firm. All the while, one of Frank's approaches is to reduce phone calls, meetings, and emails because he believes those reduce realization and waste everybody's time. The goal is, of course, to minimize project turnaround time by using standardized workflows. And this product has a variety of standardized workflows that are incorporated that can be easily modified. There is a lot of client automation for client reminders. And the idea is that Frank
call
is
that,
trying to...
By the way, that's called AutoNag, just so you know.
AutoNag, you're absolutely right. And by the way, the goal here is to grow your team members' competence along the way in doing that. So the product is cloud-based. There is a wonderful little company dashboard in here for the ways to... for partners to see the big picture. And then there's staff dashboards that help the staff focus on the tasks that they need to do. There are staff alerts when projects are getting off course or falling behind. And then there's a fair bit of error tracking and so forth. And frankly, yeah, Brian, the AutoNeg automated client communications and reminders really allows for PBC, prepared by client documents, to be received and final work products delivered in a secure environment. And, you know, that part of this product is very much culturally in the way that the Clarity product was designed. So do you want to talk to us about the dashboard that's inside the product for a minute, Brian?
Yeah, sure. So the dashboard is pretty simple in here. They've got, you've got charts on projects by status and by type and invoice statuses. You can also go in and look at dashboards on an individual basis on what you have assigned to you and how you're doing. It's a, you know, when I'm thinking about this product, you know, one of the things I really like about it is how you have the portal directly integrated into it. So you don't have, not directly integrated into QuickBooks, but directly integrated into the application. I really like the approach they've taken with this. I like the way it feels. You know, I think you've got enough tracking, but not so much it's obnoxious. You know, it feels culturally like it would fit and it could be an evolution of a CPA firm as opposed to having to, you know, do business in a completely different language in a different country.
Yeah. So, you know, so many of U.S. practitioners are still heavily compliance centric with tax. And if you're larger, maybe a little bit audit. And some of you have gone over into the CAS side. I think you can handle all of those. But, you know, if you're in the middle of a tax season battle or you're just listening to this after coming off of a pretty heavy tax season, you know, part of the way I think we can delight clients with better service is by minimizing turnaround time. And the way that you can maximize your capacity is by, you know, training to get more productivity from your employees and, you know, adjusting billing rates as appropriate. And of course, assigning the task to the least expensive employees is another key piece. But many of you have done capacity planning, so you have the right mix of permanent and seasonal staff when you go into tax season. And when you accumulate the tax statistics from the prior years, this product has that, and it lets you set the forecast demand for the coming season to really get a pretty good handle on what's going to happen there. So just recognize that if you are defining better workflow, which again, we believe you can do well inside this product, you define your project types, you define the workflow steps for each project type, you define any project information that you're trying to track. You can accumulate the data on the projects in progress, and then assign those projects to staff. And as you work on that, I think you can reduce the amount of work hours that you're putting in. The dashboard and workflows are very straightforward here, with the project workflow being the task who's assigned, and even visual pictures inside your firm of who's working on the task. So again, when you talk about it being very much like the culture of many CPA firms, this Clarity Practice Management product is so aligned with that, it should feel very natural when you look at it, say, yeah, that's the way I'd like things to work. Let's set up this methodology and make it go inside our firm.
And I think I completely agree with you about that. And, you know, the thing I love about it is it still has things that are customizable. You know, you can customize your due date tracking and do your, you know, you pretty much will set up your own due date tracking within this application. There are a lot of great tools about this. And, you know, again, many of you are probably looking at this, you're going, you know, you may have looked at some of the other products we looked at and said, you know, that's more change than my partners will and my staff will tolerate without having significant turnover. This may be a good compromise for those in here. You know, again, it also feels like it's going to work well based on everything I've learned from working in mid-sized CPA firms and small CPA firms since the late 90s myself.
Well, and Brian, you know, there's probably philosophically another couple of things that our listeners should know about Clarity Practice Management. And these two hopefully strike with what you're looking for in practice management. First, this product can significantly reduce burdensome non-billable practice management tasks. And, you know, anytime we can take out non-billable activities from a firm, whether you're billing by the hour or billing by the project, doesn't matter. That helps your profitability. That's number one. And then number two, philosophically, is this product is a very client-centric practice management product. That may make it first of its kind in that area, but it was certainly early in that philosophy. And you and I will, in other sessions, talk about advisory services where we talk about whole of client approach and client focused approach. And this particular product can help drive this client centric approach to practice management. And that is so upside down, because most of the practice management products out there are inward facing rather than outward facing, like this product is. So, you know, I know that the vendor includes a lot of work sheets, checklists, and other things inside their product and procedures. But are there other things that our users should know about the Clarity Practice Management product, Brian?
You know, I think it's just a well thought out product. I believe that they're working on getting integrations with other applications. You know, this is one that doesn't have a strategy of creating integrations directly, but I think they may have more of an indirect integration strategy. I think you've got it pretty well wrapped up though, Randy.
Okay, well, that sounds good. Well, it is such a pleasure to spend time with you in the Technology Lab, Brian, and with all of our listeners. If you're looking for a practice management product that fits CPA firm culture well, you should check out Clarity Practice Management. We will see you on another Technology Lab in the near future. Good day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.